If you're playing football, you throw the ball and you ask somebody else to...
To receive a pass.
Okay. Or let's say in baseball or softball or just playing a certain game, you're asking someone to...
Pitch.
Okay.
But in football...
To receive it. What's another name for receive? Like if you're just playing ball...
The catcher on a baseball team.
Okay.
And what was it? It used to be the backfield or just the ends were eligible to catch your own pass if you were on the offensive in football.
Okay. So if you're talking about catching, you might say, I threw the ball and he...
Caught.
Okay. And what would you say? I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
Caught any.
I'm
going to catch some trout today.
Okay. Right. Okay. You say something, there's no need to hurry, I'll wait.
Don't hurry.
Or let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you. I'll stick around.
Okay.
Don't worry about me. We've got to do this. So if you're a little bit late, it's all right. You'll find me waiting by the corner.
Okay. If a boy left his pencil on his desk, right? And he came back and he didn't find it. He'd probably say, I bet somebody...
Stole.
Uh-huh.
Or snitched.
Snitched, yeah.
Or took.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're going to send a letter to someone, you might say, I've just... Okay.
Mailed.
Okay, before that, you sit down to...
Write a letter.
Okay.
Or address a letter.
Okay.
Or, as the back people would say, back a letter. By backing a letter, you wrote the address on a letter.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you're going to write a letter, or if you had already done it, you might say, yesterday I...
Wrote
okay,
a letter.
Tomorrow I'll...
I'll write another
okay.
letter to take place of it.
And after you write a letter, you expect an...
Answer. A reply.
Okay. And what on the front of the envelope you put the
address.
Okay.
Now that in old time language
That's
was where you backed a letter, because when I was on the mail route often, some of the poorer people would ask me, Mr. Mailman, will you back this letter for me? And they would have the address that they wanted on the front of the letter.
Uh-huh.
And even though this was against regulations, an old-time letter carrier always backed letters for people who couldn't write.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, if there's a little boy who maybe's learned something new, and you want to know where he learned that, you might ask him who...
Taught.
Uh-huh.
Or who showed you
okay.
how to do that. Or...
Okay. If someone asks you if you've put up that new fence yet, you might say, no, not yet, but I
intend to put it up tomorrow, but I'll get around to it.
Right.
I'll do it sooner or later.
How about during Christmas time, you have all the grandchildren and everything. What might be a gift that you give to a child? Like, what would you call that? Something for him to play with.
A toy.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that?
No, except the specific names of the toys. Blocks or...
Something like, okay, you didn't use the word play pretty. Do you ever use the hear that word?
Yes, I'll give you a play pretty, but that word isn't used too much around here. It's more of after you've already given. Maybe you have many toys and you say, hand me that play pretty there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the opposite of take it off is?
Lay it on.
Right.
Okay. Okay.